This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, were we able to get Dr. Anna, what's her name, Konopka, on the phone? Were you able to reach out to her? Do we have a contact information for her?
No,
85-year-old New London physician out of New Hampshire?
Not yet.
I just would love to talk to her. I think she's originally from Poland. Folks, are you still under the impression that a medical license is protecting the public from dangerous doctors? Or do you recognize that a medical license or any license is not, even if they say it's to protect you, in reality, it's to protect an economic monopoly of a small group of folks that have gone through a specific training and hazing to grant themselves or be participating in a non-competitive environment, theoretical pseudo-competition within that monopoly, but that's kind of an oxymoron, right? Competitive monopoly, right? Oxymoron. And yet we still are not up in arms, picketing, whatever, marching on our state capitals to demand the abolition of licensure. We've come so far from freedom that we accept licensure as a necessary. We don't even think it's evil. The Americanus Bubicanus thinks licensure is necessary to protect the public. When if we weren't licensed by government, and I am not, I do not ask for permission where none is required, and when it comes to healing, it is my birthright. It is your birthright. And government has no place. No place in interfering in a sacred relationship of healing with whomever you decide to engage in a service to help you, or if you want to help someone else. But that's not the way it goes now, because we've accepted such a degraded form of freedom that it equates to a form of slavery. Some people get upset. That's okay. You're allowed to be upset. But it is medical slavery. If you can have any kind of medicine you want, as long as it's toxic and approved by the FDA, you're a slave to medicine. If you recognize there are substances and energies and you know, connections and ways to reverse disease that don't involve the federal government or the state governments at all, you might be considered, I don't know, a homeopathic terrorist. Crazy, strong words, I guess. But I remember back in the 1990s, they would call these people Super Don. These are the 1990s. Oh, they still use this term. It's another oxymoron, sovereign citizen. And they would say that some of them were paper terrorists. They used that term because they would go in and file all sorts of documents no one had ever seen before. And that's what they'd call it. They'd co-opt the term terrorism. And yet the irony is the government is allowed to use paper terrorism on the people. Think about it. All the things you have to do, submit, even what we opened today's show with. the idea that, hey, you know what, if we make it more and more difficult for people to have exemptions, we could still say they have them, but we make them jump through this hoop, sign this paper, get this affidavit, notarize, come back again, sit through a presentation. Eventually people are going to get so fed up with it, they'll go, oh, just screw it, just inject my children. This is just too much, right? What do you call that if not a form of terrorism? Terrorizing you into submission. Exhausting you into submission. So anytime the government uses that term, you've got to step back and question the definition of the term. And is it being used appropriately or just conveniently? Because you don't believe what they believe, and then they'll call you the enemy. This is, of course, what's happening with the ostracization. If I said that word correctly, my wife will let me know. Of those moms and dads out there who question the vaccine religion, who question the amount of vaccines, the number, the frequency or the pace at which they're given, or in total. And they ostracize them to say they're a danger, right? You don't have a right. You don't have a right to get infected or infect anybody else, right? What is it like to be a human being on planet Earth? Part of the development of our immune system is to acquire or develop infections and strengthen our immune system through the experience, teach the immune system, and move on and become functioning adult immune systems. And what they're saying is that we don't have the right to self-autonomy. We don't have the right to our own maturity. We don't have a right to strengthen our own abilities to walk in freedom on this planet, or at least in this country that I typically originate from, in broadcasting the Robert Scott Bell Show. These are serious, some might say accusations, but they're serious realities that people kind of just brush off. Oh, yeah, well, it's a license. Eh, so what? I'll get a marriage license. I'll get a driver's license. By the way, driver's license, how's that working out? Rate of death on the highways? If you weigh out the people who aren't licensed and who are, it's not even a close contest. A license does not, if you've ever been licensed to drive in America, you will realize the things you got to do to become licensed. It's not that impressive. There are certainly other ways to ensure that people are capable of navigating a conveyance, so to speak. I know I'm going all over the place with the licensure issue, but I'm coming back now full circle. I hope so. Super Don, bear with me here. You give me a lot of leeway on this, and I appreciate you for that.
Yeah, get your own show. Oh, wait.
Right, right. Yeah. Dr. Anna M. Konopka, she opened a pediatric and internal medicine practice back in 1989 up in New Hampshire. She's never been sued for malpractice, according to the Board of Medicine there. But they want her license. She's 85. They want her license. Is she writing the wrong prescription? Is she performing surgery and leaving instruments in their body? Is she overdosing her patients? No, none of that's happening. I mean, she's had hospital privileges for years. I mean, she's a doctor, full-fledged MD. Her patients are saying, you know what? I go to her and I get help. She talks to me and I can afford her. She charges $50 for an office visit. She treats patients who can't afford the Obamacare insurance premiums and expensive prescriptions. She doesn't have a nurse. She's got no assistant. She's got no secretary. What kind of doctor has no office staff? Someone who's lean and responsive to the people in need, the way it used to be. The country doctor. The house call doctor, the doctor that, you know, worked out of a house even. And they want her license. What has she done? She's been licensed in New Hampshire for 49 years, and her office is adjacent to her home. She signed an agreement to relinquish her license recently. I think this is a tragedy. Based on, I mean, if there's something I'm missing here, it's certainly not in the article.
Well, yeah, it's an interesting story. It really is, because, like you said, this doctor, she's an old school doctor. You know, I mean, this is something where, you know, the doctor would, you know, do house calls and you know, get to know their patient. They weren't just somebody who came in for 5 minutes mm-hmm. and were just a number or a chart. She apparently got in trouble because, and this is in the form of a reprimand by the Board of Medicine over the way that she treated a child that was suffering from asthma, okay? Mm-hmm. And the reprimand faulted her for not recording the patient's weight and height and leaving dosing decisions up to the child's parents and also for ordering a prescription for bronchitis without consulting a specialist. So basically, she was being a doctor, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
She was telling her patients what she knew would help them. And in fact, the word is this child was fine. And she had been treating that same child since infancy and got well in 3 days. This is, again, this is controlling physicians. This is why my uncle said, don't become a doctor. This is the reason, and it's gotten only worse since that time, as he predicted, that if you work under a board, state medical board, they will own you, they will control you. They got you by the proverbial you-know-what. What else did she not do? It's about paperwork. She's not really doing, if I can find what she said here. Let's see. I'm just reading through this thing. No, it's really, there was nothing. There was nothing. The kid got well. What, yeah, she sees 25.
In that particular case, yeah, the kid was fine. She knew the patient. The patient overcame the problem, but in regards to paperwork, you know, what she was saying is that the new system is all computerized. And I guess one of the reasons she got in trouble was because a lack of certain record keeping, and things of that nature. So, you know, look, she's a personalized, one-on-one doctor, which is the way doctors used to be. Right before everything became corporate, in reality, it doesn't really seem like she's really doing anything wrong other than not conforming to the new rules and regulations that have been put out for all doctors and for making decisions based on her expertise and her knowledge.
I'm really sad for her and her patients. I am. I'm just looking at this. I'm reading it and rereading it as we're on the air here. She says, Newport resident who's probably a patient says, I know for a fact that her patients adore her both for her knowledge of the healing arts as well as her bedside manner and genuine concern for her patients. I mean, that's what I get from this woman. It's like a grandmotherly doctor, old school, trying to do right by the people that are coming to see her, offering an affordable service that doesn't involve, again, if she was doing all the computer record keeping, she couldn't charge $50. She'd have to hire somebody, or she'd be doing it herself at 85, and she wouldn't be able to see any patients. So is that what you want? This is, again, more evidence that government is intruding on your ability to seek help from someone sweet like this in the medical profession, who's not harming anybody, and in fact helping everybody that's seemingly coming to see her. And she was from Poland originally, Konopka. I think she said she says the United States medical system is approaching that of communism. It's fine if you are with the system. If you are not, you are an enemy of the system. She found out from within. That's a warning. Take heed.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, CBD available to you all over the place. PlusCBDOil.com, PLUSCBDOIL.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. If you want to be a half an inch to an inch taller, get on the Cassilia.com. Go look and you'll see the True Align Body System. And you lay down on this mat with these specific cushions placed perfectly, and you will restore your cervical and lumbar. Sorry, it's pointing the wrong way. And just adjust by gravity. How cool is that? And we'll see them again, I believe, at Soho, the Soho Expo, the end of November, early December in Orlando. And you can get an RSB 15% off discount with them as well. How cool is that? I think it's real cool. Let's see, what else we got? A little political update. Remember when Donald Trump said this?
They're getting away with murder. Pharma has a lot of lobbies, a lot of lobbyists, and a lot of power.
Super Don, do you think he's forgotten that? I think he's still remained to some degree, at least, I don't know if consistent is the right word, but you get the idea that he knows what Big Pharma is. He's not a fool about this.
I don't think he's lost that. I mean, guy, you know, how much stuff does this guy have on his plate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think he still feels the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, you know, possibly evidenced by the fact that I don't know whether I agree with this or not, or what good mm-hmm. this is going to do, but apparently next week he's going to officially and formally mm-hmm. declare a state of a national emergency over the opioid crisis, which,
right.
you know, I mean, is it a state of emergency? There should be a state of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
By doing this, what it does is it frees up, I guess, money, right, that he's then going to be able to put out there to try and combat the opioid epidemic. But the problem is, what is that money going to do? Where are right. they going to use that money? How exactly. do they? How are they going to effectively combat the opioid epidemic? Mm-hmm. If you give money to the people that created the problem, then you're kind of wasting the money.
That is the point, isn't it? And I think Trump, as a businessman, would never do that. The question is, as you said, also, it's not like he's got one thing on his plate as president. There's a ridiculous number of things, even more than you, Super D, which is hard to imagine. But, you know, he says he's going to declare this opioid emergency. Of course, when there's emergency, you can throw law out the window because it's necessity. Rule of necessity has no law in reality. So it makes me nervous anytime the government declares emergency. We've been under a banking emergency since 1933. And that's gotten us, what, the debasement of the currency, inflation, even though they pretend it's low, but they keep inflating the currency. That means what you buy, unless they could find cheaper ways to produce it, is going to be more expensive. It's going to take more Federal Reserve notes to get it. So this emergency is interesting because it's on the heels of wanting to put this guy, Tom Marino, as the drug czar. And this I'll give props to Trump again. Because he said he was aware of the Washington Post report over the weekend. That it was one of the first times in a long time we've been able to say the Washington Post got it really right on this issue, which is kind of strange, too, because they're usually, you know, the love affair with Big Pharma never ends with the Washington Post. But in this case, they're attacking him over the corruption of the opioid crisis, how we got here, and how the people in government, including Tom Marino and Orrin Hatch, took a lot of money to make it that the DEA couldn't do anything about this or limited them severely. So Trump says he's indeed aware of this and that he's going to look into it. He's going to be looking into Tom. So it's not a done deal that Tom Marino is going to be the guy. And he said this. He says, if I think it's 1% negative to do what we want to do, I will make a change. Yes, Trump said, referring to his decision to nominate Marino to run the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Not every president has been willing to do that. They to get their marching orders. That's the thing about Trump. He might get some advice and consent to say it that way from others to give him insight. And this is the guy, I think he's good. And he might not vet him as much as the Washington Post did in this case. And he's man enough to go, and I could say that. I could be sexist if you want to call it that. If it was woman, I'd say he's woman enough, but he's not. He's man. to say, you know what, I would be willing to rethink this if I get information that changes my mind, just like it did about Tom Price. So if this opioid emergency was declared, and under the declaration he could suspend the... what do you call that? Schedule 1 status of the cannabis plant?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be interesting. You know, under this emergency, I have authority to remove Schedule 1 from cannabis, free up cannabis in every state, and let's watch the opioid deaths and addiction drop by at least 6.5%, maybe more, as this thing rolls out. Folks, we got a lot more to do, including a question of the day related to CBD next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do I want another coconut cookie? Yeah, probably. Well, here
we go. I love some ELO, man.
Yeah, ELO. I can't get enough ELO. That's true. And yeah, I think you there's another bumper that you put in from ELO as well. And you have my permission to throw more ELO in there as well.
More ELO. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. What do we got? We got questions coming up. I don't know if we have any bonus questions. We'll get to it. Those of y'all listening on YouTube, I'm occasionally now figuring out how to be able to watch your commentary, but don't count on me seeing it. Super Don may still have to scope it when I'm when I'm in the show itself, because it's a bit distracting to try and talk and read something that you're not talking at the same time. If that makes any sense? Probably not. But yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? I don't know what I just said.
What?
I just happily have a cookie in my system. Right. Thank you, Sherazad. I love you. Appreciate you so much for sending that special care package. We do care packages here from time to time. All right, so let's see what we got here. I think it's one of these, is it not? Is it? Yeah, it is. Well, hold on. There it is.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, Lori has written again. She said, Robert, I got to listen to you on Thursday when you were in Oregon. Great show and lots of wonderful info. I shared this with my husband and he's feeling a little bit more positive. I've been writing to you regarding his suicidal thoughts. Okay, now I'm clued back in. Remember that from Lori? Dealing with the severe, the suicidal ideations because of extreme intractable pain.
Right.
All right, so this is kind of a combination with this and a cannabis update because she's moving into the cannabis question here. Just to clarify for me a few things. The company you use is CB Sciences? No.
Close.
CV, as in Victor.
Victor.
Yes. Yeah. Or it used to be Canavest with a V, right? But it's CV Sciences, and that is the company I utilize, CV Sciences. She says, I will order the gold, but do I want capsules or oil under the tongue? Good question. Mm-hmm. I've utilized both. My wife has utilized both. And
what does she have had better success with?
Well, she's actually ingesting it, not sublingual for her. So
Okay. Whether
it's the capsule or the paste, when she swallows it, of course, here's the thing. When you take it with extra fat, whether it be coconut oil or an avocado, it really activates. It's like she could be taking the high concentration CBD when she was dealing with the pain and the anxiety. And it wouldn't kick in, and she'd go, oh, yeah, I forgot. Let me eat a little bit of, you know, fat, some coconut, whatever. And suddenly, whoa, the system would just be activated with the CBD. So it's very important to know that. And, of course, there's already a little bit in there, but you can really expand and accelerate its utilization by the body in this case. So whether you do the capsules that you swallow or the gel caps or the paste, however you get it in, it's going to be right for you.
That would explain something, actually.
What's
that's
that?
Very funny, because yesterday I hit the CBD heavy.
Okay.
I was dealing with a pain issue of my own sort yesterday, and I took a total of six of the gold capsules throughout the day.
Yeah.
And then last night, I hit the paste, but you know it's funny because we talk about the paste, and the paste that I've got is different from the paste that you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind. It's like the whole plant thing, but it's decarb on the front of it.
Yeah.
But it's I've explained to you before how that stuff I'm just very sensitive to it, I guess, or something. But I so I took some, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of sitting there, and then I got hungry.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of hungry, so I made myself a sandwich, right?
Okay.
And after the sandwich, and it's funny because I just remembered this. Last night, man, that thing, that hit me like a truck. And I'm telling you, they tell you that the CBD is not psychoactive, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been, man. I mean, I literally felt stoned last night. Maybe that's why, is because I'd taken it throughout the day, and then I ate that last night, and kapow, man. I literally, I was just like grinning. I mean, it was some heavy duty stuff. So
you were feeling no pain.
I slept well. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah, that is the case. I mean, you activate it with fat, and you're eating something with it.
So always remember to eat after you take your CBD.
Yeah. So how much will your husband need, Lori? We don't know. She says starting dose was it 5 capsules or 5 drops? Can I dose him more than once a day? Yes, you can dose him more than once a day. The use of healthy fats with the oil was a great factoid. See, she's referencing something we talked about a few days ago. Then with the oil was a great factoid that I would never have heard or done if not for you and your guests. Again, God bless you. I am forever grateful for your sincere efforts to truly help people heal. You have no idea. Do I have no idea, Super Don? Am I clueless?
No, we kind of do now, I guess, now that you wrote in, right?
All right. No, actually, the sentence continued. You have no idea what you and your show mean to me. I was like, what? I have no idea. What do you mean? No. I work in a hospital and try to turn people onto you that I sense are more open to, let's say, healthier alternatives. Lots of love, Lori. Well, Lori, God bless you, too, and thank you. As I said, you are the reason we're here. And the fact that you share it is more than anything the reason we continue. Because Lord knows, as we opened up today, I think the Super Don and I were talking about that. It's like, how much does Super D do? How much do I do? How much more can we do? And there are a lot of folks that know and love the Robert Scott Bell Show that may just forget to say, hey, do you know about the show that I really love to listen to? And it's a simple thing that could, make you feel good, because if the information we deliver and how we deliver it makes you feel a little better, a little lighter, even though sometimes the topics admittedly are pretty heavy and intense, I feel uplifted by doing the show, and I want to do the same for you if that's at all possible. Now, it isn't me physically lifting you up, although there are times where people in need, I have done that, and there are times that I've been in need and people have done that for me. And so if you detect sincerity, it's just because I'm a really good actor. Can I get away with that? Would that be right? No. I think I suck at acting, actually. No, it's because I don't know what else to do. I mean, this is the thing. Why would I do anything else? Why would anybody? But, again, people choose differently than I do. I get that. And that's the unique thing. I just have this great opportunity to be with you whenever I'm available, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and then some, with different calls that I'll make off the air to some folks when they're in need. And, I'm uplifted because I get to do this. So, for me, I'm grateful for the opportunity to do this. I really am. So, thank you, Lori. Those words are very kind, and I appreciate them.
We sneak in another question of the day that came in right before showtime?
Is this the one from Liz?
Yeah, you got that in front of you?
Yeah. Okay, all right. So, let's do that. Thank you. Okay. Hello, Robert, Super Don, and all. Okay? Never know who's all going to be here. Robert, we met briefly in Ohio at a health food store in 2016. See, that maybe that's why I was confused about the year. I saw the word 2016, the numbers, I shall say.
See, you should be able to see the number 2016 and not forget what year it is.
I should be able to differentiate that, shouldn't I? Well, all right, but forget that I just got off of 3 weeks
all
of crazy
right,
travel.
Yes, you get a mulligan. Go ahead.
All right, thanks. Liz says, I'm a very long-time listener and I love the show. Here's the question. How long after getting a flu shot or any other vaccination does a person shed the live virus? Does anyone know? Perhaps this is a question for Dr. Vitar. No, it's okay. We don't need Dr. Vitar for this. We love him, but we don't need him for this. I've never heard anyone talk about this. Well, we have talked about this. You just missed those shows, Liz. And it's right in the vaccine inserts of those that are attenuated/live virus vaccines. In other words, they are replicating, potentially. They're attenuated, but they're not viable, right? They can get in you, like in the measles. They say 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Maybe there's some evidence that says even more. True with the inhaled flu one. What's that called? Flu? I forget what that inhaled one was. I think they're going to stop it, but that could be as much as 4 weeks.
Oh, the flu mist?
Flu mist, yeah. Shedding live viruses. Viable shedding. As I said, and what was I talking about ever since school was going back into session? From August forward, I was talking about viral shedding season, right? Because they are promoting these vaccines they're giving to these kids, and many of them have viable replicating viruses. Depending on the batch, depending on the human host, they could end up shedding in their snot and their coughs and who knows what sputum's coming out. And you didn't want to be exposed to that. Yet, of course, you don't get that same quote-unquote right that the Paul Offits of the world demand to be able to violate you via vaccination, right? They could vaccinate someone and cause that disease in you. What about all of those people that got the vaccine strain of measles in the Disneyland measles outbreak? Does anybody take responsibility for that? Can you sue the doctor? Can you sue the vaccine maker? Can you sue the... No. No, there's no liability. And when there's no liability, men will do evil things to other men, women, and children. And some women will do that too. So how long? It's in the inserts. You just got to dig deep enough to find it, and there is some literature associated with that. Read anything that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has put out as well, and you'll see that she's got a lot of access to that indeed. So she says, I don't get the flu shot or any other. I just don't want to necessarily expose myself to shedding anything. So by the way, what do I do? I was telling you, take some silver shots, right? Stops viral replication. Take some beta-1 3D glucan. BetterWayHealth.com, BetterWayHealth.com. Beta-glucan keeps your immune system modulated and up and at it and ready to go. Stay hydrated. We talk about selenium. To me, number one on the list. Everybody says, vitamin C, vitamin C, vitamin C. Screw vitamin C. I'm sorry if I upset your vitamin C. But you should pay attention to this because at micrograms, the whole food form of selenium, not synthetic isolates, not these phony yeast-based ones that are not really whole foods. At micrograms, selenium can do what grams of vitamin C maybe will do for you. Maybe. Maybe. Law of the minimal dose. Use the least amount to get the most impact. Why can we use a 10 ppm hydrosol instead of a 500 ppm colloidal silver? Because you've engaged the active state of silver nearly 100% in the hydrosol versus a fraction of a percentage point in lesser forms of colloidal silver. And at micrograms of a selenium versus grams of C, I'm going with the micrograms of selenium and the consistency I get, in addition to the other immunomodulating substances that we utilize. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go, but only one more segment to do it in tonight. I appreciate y'all being here. I will check and see the commentary coming through, those of you watching on YouTube, those of you listening on GCN around our radio affiliates in the United States. Thank you all for being here. Please tell your friends and family, the place for health freedom and healing liberty. Just getting warmed up, and we're almost done.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to Robert's Water. I'll link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon, or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
More ELO and more Lynyrd Skynyrd. We can't go wrong with that. Robert Scott Bell Show on, wrapping it up today, and we've got a lot more healing to go this week. In fact, heading into tomorrow, we've got Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, as we do each and every week here. And speaking of Ty, guess what? The truth about pet cancer is open, is on. You're going to see Dr. Marlene Siegel and a lot, some of the folks that appeared at The Truth About Cancer. I don't know if I'm in this episode or not, but I'll be featured somewhere in The Truth About Cancer, pet cancer, I shall say. And Super D, did you put the link up so people can go there and watch it?
I did. Yep. If you go to the show notes, you can go right to it. And if you click on the link,
mm-hmm.
The way it's working is chapter one is available. This is called The History of Animal Cancer. And there are a total of 5 chapters, and you get a new chapter every day or two at that link. So you just go to the show notes. You just scroll down in the show notes to the link. You click on it, and chapter mm-hmm. one is available right now.
Very, very cool. So what else we got this week? We got Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan Nemore's been a busy guy. We haven't had him on in a while. And like I said, it'll be a mystery. But last Thursday we had a good show. I think we did our own Sacred Fire of Liberty. Worked out well. And we'll carry on no matter what. And then this Friday at the Schizencephaly Conference and the International Iridology and Integrated Medicine Conference. I'm telling you, that's why. We talk about living in the future. I can't even sustain living in the future, because if I see it, I'm like, I can't. It's two at one time.
And
so the brain splits and it goes, okay, I'm back in 2016. Things were easier then. I wasn't so much in demand then, right? They'd have to do 2 events on one day. So and then in 2017, I go, oh, yeah, I'm there. And so we converge, and I think we're back together again. I'm talking to myself, so... There you go. Kind of crazy stuff going on the Robert Scott Bell Show now. Let's see. What else is coming up? Let's see. The annual the NPA Soho Expo. I think there'll be another event. I'm working on doing a cannabis lecture. I thought at one store, but it looks like it'll be at a different store, so I'll keep you a heads up there. I've been invited back to Total Health 2018. Yes, I said it. 2018.
18.
Yes. May 11th through the 13th in Canada, in Toronto. So I'm looking forward to seeing all my hockey puck friends, and that'll be great. Couple of, well, one family up in Toronto that I got to see every year, they just moved to Minnesota. So I won't get to see them on that trip. But I've got some other folks we'll connect with up there. So folks, just plan ahead for Total Health 2016. Those of you in Detroit want to take a ride through Ontario, I know sometimes that happens. Come up and see us, and we'll have some fun there. All right, anything that I'm missing in the news that's, you know, like I said, it's just a free-for-all at this moment.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everybody's talking about the Harvey Weinstein thing right now, which, you know, I mean, I've kind of, you know, I know a little bit of what's going on there, but it's just dominating the news cycle right now.
I did talk about it today, but I didn't mean to. It was just, it kind of flowed into the space of the power plays that, you know, whether it be a vaccine issue, authoritarian issue, and people in power have a lust for power. And this is in Hollywood, media, right? Government, industry, etc. And it is so ugly. I mean, if you've seen the interviews with one of the child stars, I think was he in the Goonies or something? He talked about the pedophilia.
Corey Feldman.
Yeah. And he talked about one of his friends committed suicide. It was just too traumatic, and you know, specifically what had happened. So these are not pleasant subjects. But folks, if you want your kids to be successful in Hollywood, don't let them out of your sight because of what can happen. And apparently in some of these cases, I've read stories where the parents are actually complicit. They want their kids to be stars so badly, they prostitute their kids out. It's just, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. The trauma and the injury and the wounds that can take lifetimes to heal. I'm not down with that. But the Harvey Weinstein thing is just one of, you know, a symptom of many people, and it could happen in any industry, true, but the concept of the casting couch in Hollywood is age old. The question is, are you strong enough to say no? Say, you know what, if that's what it takes to achieve some level of stardom for people that want that, it's not worth it. Not worth, sacrifice, and it's not only dignity, but so much more than that. You know, and props to our friend Liana Werner Gray, because we've talked about that, and she's been open occasionally. She's talked about situations that they tried to put her in, and she refused, and she stood strong. And that's a great example for all little girls, young girls, and women out there. So that's what we'll say today. We'll leave it with that. Remember, folks, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's true everywhere, but I'm just here to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs, holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.